He has conquered death and now risen, exalted, and enthroned by God at his right hand. So how could he possibly condemn us, since he is continually praying for our triumph? And the King James said he's ever interceding for us. He's interceding for us at the right hand of God. Now look at this, verse 35. Who could ever separate us from the endless love of God, God's anointed one? Absolutely no one. Not nothing in the universe has the power to diminish his love towards us. Trouble, pressures, problem are unable to come between us and heaven's love. What about persecution, deprivation, danger, death threats? No, for they are all imposters to hide their omnipotent love. Oh, they can't cover it up. They can't hide it. They can't keep it from us. Even though it is written, all day long we face death threats for your sake, God. We are considered to be nothing more than sheep for the slaughter. Yet even in the midst of all these things, we triumph over them all. For God has made us to be more than conquerors. And His demonstrated love is our glorious victory over everything. His demonstrated love is our glorious victory over everything. So now I live with the confidence that there is nothing in the universe. I hope you listen. There is nothing in the universe with the power to separate us from God's love. I am convinced that his love will triumph over death, life, trouble, fallen angels, dark rulers of the heaven. There is nothing in the present or future circumstances that can weaken his love. There is no power above or beneath us. No power that could ever be found in the universe that can distance us from God's passionate love, which he lavished up on us through our Lord Jesus Christ, through our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? That's why we can go with confidence, because God said, if I be for you, who can be against you? Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Satan has been defeated. Oh, he's out there, and this earth is full of evil spirit. You can see what's going on. But I'm telling you, it's time to take it to the world. It's time to take it to the world. Take it to the world. Tell the world, Jesus saved, Jesus healed, Jesus filled, Jesus bless, Jesus prosper, Jesus keep, Jesus protect. He is our everything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All praise be to God. So if you're listening to me today as I conclude here, if you're listening and you never made Jesus the Lord of your life, I certainly want to give you the opportunity, because you don't have to live that life of fear. You don't have to live that life of dread. You don't have to live that life abundant. You don't have to live that way. And if you're backslidden, you can come back to Jesus. You can get right with God because he loves you. And this is why we're here today, to tell you of the wonderful love of God. So if you never asked Jesus, never accepted him, I want to give you an opportunity before we close, and you can pray with us now. I'll say again, Romans 10:9-10, this is what it said. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You can open your mouth if you believe with your heart and say, Lord Jesus, I realize that I'm wrong. I'm a sinner. I need a Savior. Jesus, I confess you with my mouth. Come in my heart. Save me now. I receive you now. Jesus, I make you my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for being my Lord. And if you confess that, said that, and believe it with your heart and said it with your mouth, you are born again and ready to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, because the same Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost is here to fill you too. It's for every believer, and you don't want to try to live life without the precious gift that God sent to us to indwell his body. That is the Holy Spirit, our dear precious friend. So Holy Spirit, so fill me now. Fill me now. I receive you. I just got born again. I just joined the family of God. Now, you're a gift according to Acts 1:8 and 2:1-4. You're the gift of God. You're the gift that God sent to me. Fill me now. Just lift your hand and just receive Holy Spirit. As you yield to him, you begin to speak with other tongues and the Spirit gives you utterance. Thank you for joining us. Hallelujah. What an awesome time for the body of Christ. What an awesome time to live and be a part of what God is doing in the earth through the church. Oh, we're about to see some days of heaven on earth. Thank you for joining us. And the information, how to contact us, we're there, put it on the screen. And thank you for joining us. And we'll see you the next time. God love you, and so do I. Have an awesome day.